episode 16, season 2 of The Bad Apples. Today in The Bad Apples, this doesn't count actually as a whole episode. You should really call it 15.5. Quick update. First of all, I have Scarlett Hudson-Reiter here in the sound studio with me. Hey, Scarlett.
Hey,
Matthew. Scarlett and I have just embarked on a journey of basically providing all the Fedora news updates that we possibly can on a podcast called Fedora Reloaded, which if you've been into Linux podcasts for, well, a lot longer than I have, you'll remember it as sort of the source for Fedora news back around Fedora Core, I think, 5 and 6 era. With Fedora 9, we got kind of excited about it.
Could we call it postmodern?
We could call it postmodern. And so we decided to take over the podcast. So now it's the news and tech show dedicated to Fedora stuff, just because I wanted to keep the Bad Apples a little bit more distro agnostic. So if you're into Fedora, or if you just can't get enough of Linux talk in your ear, check out FedoraReloaded.com.
Check it out.
It's the online zine for all your Fedora needs. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about was, Scarlett, you went down to Mexico recently.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
And you learned a song, apparently. you weren't there for vacation. You were there to drop off a computer.
That's right. It was strictly business.
Yeah.
Yes. I actually got my hands on one of those old iMacs, and it was running really slow, naturally, but I knew that if we could get Linux on it, that it would pretty much be a brand new computer. So I brought it over to your workstation, and we put Debian on it, and it's running amazingly well.
Yeah.
And I took it down to Mexicali. I'm based in LA, so it wasn't too far.
Cool.
I heard about a kid down there that is in second grade and doesn't have a computer, and I mean, what was the big deal? I just drove down there, hung out. I mean, who doesn't enjoy a road trip down to Mexico anyway? And so now he's all hooked up, thanks to Linux.
Cool. So is he online with it, or is he just going to use it not online?
He could be online, but he doesn't have access right now.
Okay.
So but give it's me definitely internet friendly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's got an internal modem and an Ethernet port. So either way, he's going to be hooked up if he gets access.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a picture, because I wasn't there, so I'm curious. I mean, like, is this the, could they literally not afford a computer? I mean,
yeah, they literally, I mean, these people, you know, don't have a lot of money at all, and they're,
okay.
So we have some photos that I brought over that we can get on the website, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, let's post that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and definitely, I mean, it's, the cool thing about it is, I mean, who doesn't have, so many people I know have these iMacs lying
mm-hmm.
around, and
yeah.
they just don't run anymore, of course. But that the lightweight operating system that is Linux is just it's surprising how well they run, and it requires a little bit extra configuring to actually make it have the GUI interface right when it starts
right.
up.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not such a big deal, and
and I think we ended up going with GNOME, surprisingly enough. I thought for
yes.
sure we'd have to go with, like, XFCE or something. But GNOME was running really, really well on that.
Really well.
Yeah, so that was cool. And we threw on some, I remember, GCompre, which is the kids' educational suite. We did Tux Typing,
mm-hmm.
Tux Math, all the usual Tux games.
Yeah, just on the repository.
Yeah.
We just loaded it up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a huge hard drive, but those
yeah.
those programs just don't take up a lot of space either.
Yeah, and so we got the Debian 4.0 release. We did a net install so that we got it just bootstrapped. We plugged in the iMac here at my place and went online with it to do the rest of the installation, pulled everything offline. Yeah, and then we configured the system from there, and it worked really well. It actually ran very smoothly. I remember not really running into any problems. I think we had to At one point, I had to install GDM to get the X environment to like start automatically. But it was fairly easy.
Yeah, that's the one trick.
That was the trick. Yeah, we had to, because I think we had to install basically just a really basic system on this thing. But then I went in and set the boot. I set the run level to I forget what it is in Debian, because it's different from Debian and Slackware. I think it's run level 3 in Debian, and put into I think the rc.d folders to start GDM promptly at boot up. And I could be wrong on those details because it was a while ago now, but it definitely runs really well. And so he was really happy with it, right?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, if you want to recycle, it's just, it's a very direct way to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's so important. Yeah. You know, I think I told you this story, Scarlett, a couple of days ago. You know, I mean, I get people coming to me all the time for tech support. I'm sure you probably do, too. I mean, people find out you know about computers. And
yeah, I get these crazy phone calls.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, I can't get online. You're like, who are you again? Yeah.
Where did I meet you?
So there was this guy, and he was like, you know, I need to, I think he said he needed to recycle this computer.
Mm.
And, of course, when I hear the word recycle, I immediately think, yeah, well, recycle it my way. I'll recycle it. Yeah, exactly. And so he gives me this brown paper bag, and I'm like really excited, you know, but I don't look in it, you know, because it's kind of tacky to sit there and check out the goods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So once he was finished, I helped him set up his computer. So the one he left with me, you know, he left, and I opened the brown bag, and it's all smashed to bits. Like, literally,
oh,
it's like this
God.
Perfectly, otherwise perfectly, I mean, it was this great, you know, one of those classic Dells with like the blue top. I don't even know what, I think it's like a Latitude or something. And it's smashed. And
what a waste.
It's a total waste. I was like, what is this guy doing? I asked him why he, I was like, wow, you really smashed that up good. What did you do that for? And he was like, oh, I wanted to smash it so hackers couldn't steal my identity. And you know what the funny thing is? The one thing he didn't smash was
The hard drive.
The thing that basically, you know, I mean, I thought, man, I should just plug this thing in and steal his identity to learn him a lesson. But I didn't.
Karma police.
Yeah, no kidding. It was a bummer. So, yeah, if you are a geek, encourage people not to, like, smash their hard drives, you know? I mean, help them erase it thoroughly and zero it out and, you know, whatever you have to do. But don't tell them to smash a computer and smash the hard drive and stuff like that, because they don't know what they're doing. And they just go smashing the screen. You know, and they think, well, that'll teach those hackers. They'll never steal my identity. So, yeah, that's really cool. It was really cool that you provided a computer to someone, recycled the computer the smart way.
Yes.
Love, obviously, everyone loves to hear a good story like how Linux, you know, revived an old computer and got it up and running for someone who wouldn't have had a computer otherwise.
Absolutely, and there are thousands and thousands of those things out there.
Yeah, I mean, they were so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Throw Debian onto it.
Yep.
You've got a computer, so that's really cool.
Linux box.
So was this a FireWire? This was pre-FireWire, or this had FireWire? Do you remember?
It's pre-FireWire.
Pre-FireWire. Yeah. So this is like an old
really
one.
Old
probably like 330 megahertz. 333 megahertz, I think, was the spec. PowerPC chip. Runs fine, Debian.
Mm-hmm.
Probably better than the original OS did.
Quite possibly.
Cool. All right. So thanks, Scarlett, for stopping by. Thanks for the story.
Thank you, Klaatu.
And everyone, check out fedorareloaded.com if you are into Linux and podcasting and news and stuff. And for now, this is Klaatu.
And Scarlett.
Out.
Hasta la vista.
Contact the Bad Apples, you can contact us at gort.klaatu@gmail.com. You can also stop by the website, thebadapples.info, and check out all the good stuff that we have there, including the pictures of Fernando with the computer. music, as always, was done by Fat Chance Lester.